All right, now brought to you today by FHN. FHN sponsors this portion of the program. Dr. Donat is with us here today. Hey, Doc, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
All right, well, thanks for joining me again today. And allergy season, tell us about it. How can we decide whether to use over-the-counter or to maybe talk with you about it?
Well, I think primarily it's related to the degree of your symptoms. If you're finding that over-the-counter medications, antihistamines, the nasal steroids have been successful for well over 40 years, and decongestants to those sprays work well, but if your situation changes or your medical condition changes or you find they don't work as well, you can certainly talk to our allergists here at FHN or myself about talking about congestion in the nose and drainage, which does not seem to improve despite the medications you've traditionally used.
Tell us about the types of treatments, Doc, that you can offer people with persistent allergy problems.
So certainly there's another medication. There's some sprays that can short-circuit the signal from the nerve to the nose, and structures in the nose that cause drainage and that can be used first. And then there's other treatments which can be done here in the office, which can use either cold therapy, but more commonly now we're using actually radio waves, which are very focused and which we can place against the nerve in the back of the nose that leads to the mucus glands producing mucus in the nose. Also, those radio waves can be used to remodel some structures in the nose that produce the congestion. So the goal is to decrease the amount of drainage in your nose and improve the amount of air passing through your nose.
Okay, so you mentioned this radio frequency energy in the nose to reduce the nasal allergy symptoms. Go a little deeper on this. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so what's been found is that we can use very focused radio waves to injure the nerve temporarily. And so what that does is stuns the nerve at the back of the nose. It doesn't eliminate its function because the goal of the nose is still to moisturize air that passes through. But we're able to stun that nerve on both sides so that over the next 4 to 8 weeks, the amount of nasal mucus reduces dramatically. And that could be done here in the office under a local anesthetic. It typically gets done as an outpatient procedure, and we do it very focused using small scopes in the office that we can find exactly where we need to place those structures in the nose.
All right, and so outpatient, how long does that procedure take?
So it takes about an hour, but the first half hour is actually us numbing your nose. We use a spray. There's no injections. And then we use what amounts to essentially cotton in the nose that has a local anesthetic. So we're waiting for that local anesthetic to decongest and numb up the areas that we're going to be applying the wand that has the focused radio energy.
So this doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt.
Typically not. Most people complain more about the bitterness of the spray than they do about the procedure itself because we're able to focus and numb that up. The actual procedure itself takes about 10 minutes where we essentially sort of like painting the area where we do this radio frequency in spots along and we move from spot to spot along the areas that we want to treat. And most people don't feel any significant pain, though they sometimes can have some congestion and pressure afterward in the healing process the next few days.
So it's minimally invasive. What does that mean? And then why is that better for your patients?
Yeah, so minimally invasive, it means that we either stay on the surface of the lining of the nose or and when we do like sinus balloons, we pass into the structures, but we don't do any cutting. And so that what that means is, number one, there's very little injury to the surface of the lining tissue, so you can leave and go back to work and do other things. It means that for people who are on blood thinners, we can actually do the procedure and they don't have bleeding. The good part is that in the healing process, that heals much quicker because you don't have a wound inside your nose. The other thing I want to mention is none of this ever requires packing in the nose. And so if that's a fear that people have been honed in on or that family members or other friends may talk about having packing for nasal procedures, that's not an option or a requirement in any way for these procedures.
We're talking to ear, nose, and throat doc at FHN, Dr. Terry Donat. Doc, what about what type of patients who are listening this morning would actually most benefit from this type of procedure?
Right. So the people who really benefit from these are people who either have drainage and congestion from the nose that's caused by either allergies or from conditions which are not associated with allergies but associated with increased drainage and conditions, such as exposure to dust and fumes and other irritants in the air, weather changes, the typical one is going out in cold weather or having big humidity changes. Some medicines can cause this, and then exposure to or sitting down to have hot foods, hot temperature foods, especially for older people, and spicy foods, we all realize that. And then there's some long-term health problems that can cause that.
And in terms of additional surgery, do you talk about that in terms of what you also do in that regard?
Right. So we usually tell people who want to consider doing these minimally invasive procedures that they may have other procedures or that go along if they have nasal polyps or chronic sinusitis or what's called a deviated septum, where the divider is curved inside the nose. But focusing on the radio frequency, we usually find that when your medications either don't work at all or no longer work well, or they don't work as well as you want, or you have a medical condition or medications that preclude you from using those, those are the times that you might want to consider doing these other procedures. And so the largest thing is that as soon as you have symptoms which don't respond to your usual regimen, those that you've tried in the past, or they you don't simply want to take those medications for life, these are an alternative to consider.
All right. And does this procedure cure allergies?
I wish it did. No, unfortunately, it does not. And so we can, curing allergies or reducing allergies from the allergy point of view is actually done usually using drops in the mouth or immunotherapy using injections. Unfortunately, all we can do here is reduce the symptoms of congestion, breathing better breathing through the nose, and reducing the amounts of nasal drainage, which either is bothersome in the form of post-nasal drainage or dripping out the front of the nose that people find, you know, obviously can be very embarrassing.
And Doc, I assume that this procedure covered by insurance and Medicare?
So it is covered by Medicare across the board. Now, there's some supplements of Medicare, which it's not, and there's some insurances, which even though the government says this is very valid because it's been proven by the FDA to be very effective in well over 80% of people for 2 years or more. And the reason they don't go more than 2 years is that that's when the end of the studies were done. But none of us as surgeons believe that if it works for 2 years, at 2 years and one day it stops. Some insurances unfortunately consider this still investigational, and I think that's more of a business proposition that it is a medical concern, but we can certainly talk to people about them, about their options.
Got it. Okay, and if people want to learn more, to set up an appointment with you, how could they do that?
Yeah, sure. They can call the office here in Freeport at the 815-599-7780, or they can go to our website and find out where we are or listen to this in the future because it'll be posted on the website at fhn.org, fhn.org.
All right, great. And this procedure, you're one of the few that are doing it, aren't you? And is this a new thing?
It's been around for about 4 years or so, but as far as being available here in the Northwest Illinois, I'm one of the very few otolaryngologists in general, and this is something we've been offering now for well over 2 years.
Got it. Great. Great to talk to you. Always great information, Doc, especially now during allergy season. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it, and have a good day.
There you go. Dr. Terry Donat here today, ear, nose, and throat specialist at FHN, and the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.